James Ford Jr. kicks off for Hutton. One dribble at the foul line. Kick out for Ford Jr. Cold from the outside. 2 of 11 now. Quinnipiac from deep downtown. Zach Tillman with the long rebound. Robinson in transition. Jones stop and pop from 18. Side iron no good. Tracks his own rebound down on the near side corner. Jones will reset the offense. Spin his way towards the bucket. Contact down near the rim. No call. Long kick out pass for Zaid Hurst. In transition, it was Jones getting back defensively and knocking it out of bounds. It will be Quinnipiac basketball, 19-16 to go, 29 on the shot clock.
Great job by Jones. Thought that he was fouled at the opposite end, didn't hang his head. Sprinted back. Coaches love that. Got back to break up the fast break.
Hutton gets it near side. Will pull back out now. Flip off on the left perimeter for Hurst. Hurst cut off by a double team. Can't find the open player. Hutton will get it and reset. Hutton, the freshman from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Harris between the circles. Flips off for Hutton left side. Shot clock down to 5. Hurst, step back jumper. Tough shot by Zaid Hurst right over the top of Deion Jones.
Pretty shot. He felt that all the way. Excellent release. Step back. That's a tough shot that he just hit.
Tied at 29. 18:35 to play. Cofani, 12-footer from the right baseline. That's good for Brees Cofani.
Well, he's hit 3 from the corner tonight. He just had that one crazy step-back move deep in the corner that he missed on.
Cofani with 8, his season-high 13. It came against St. Francis Brooklyn. He's hit for double figures in 4 of the first 14 games for the Hawks. Hutton flipping in the far side corner for Hurst. He's checked by Deion Jones. Goes baseline all the way around the perimeter and lays it in with a reverse from the left side. Bad help side defense that time by the Hawks.
By 3 guys down the baseline.
Jones has his shot rejected by Daniels. Hurst tracks it down to the corner. Quinnipiac looking to push. They'll take the lead with a basket tied at 31. Hurst feeling it from the right side, and he'll hit it. Zaid Hurst coming out swinging here in the second half. He now leads all scorers with 13.
Yeah, Matt, an apt description right there. Feeling it is Hurst as he has hit 2 in a row.
17:42 to play. Timeout taken by King Rice. Bobcats up by 2, 33-31. It's taken as a full. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Hawks basketball right after this quick timeout on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network. And we are back here on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampinen. Happy to call this one on 1160, 1310 a.m. ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Zach Collins back in the studio. 17:42 to play in the second half. We are seeing Quinnipiac take a little bit of an advantage here on the hot shooting, Bob, of Zaid Hurst to start the second half.
Well, he's come out on fire, and confidence is really something. When you're a shooter and you have confidence, you hit one or two, they're going to have to try to slow him down a little bit. The problem is you send 2 guys out at him, you're opening up things inside. So Mammoth is going to have to come out, see how they change up the defense. If they want to go to the zone, they're going to try to toughen it up a little bit more on the man-to-man.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Joe's Pizza 3, located at 230 Wall Street in West Long Branch. Proud to support the Hawks. Give them a call at 732-222-1027 or visit joespizzalongbranch.com today. For information on the Asbury Park Press, call them at 1-800-822-9770 or visit app.com. And Aramark, proud to be the Mammoth University official food service provider in the Blue White Club before and during all home basketball games. Hawks break from the timeout here. They'll inbound it right in front of their bench. Brees Cofani will trigger it for the Hawks. He'll flip it to Robinson under no pressure. Man-to-man defense here for Quinnipiac off the break. Robinson directing traffic. Starts left. Hands off to Colin Stewart, who checked in at the break. Stewart stepping jumper off the mark. Cofani with the rebound. Almost got it to go. Instead is fouled and will go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
Cofani has been a tower of strength inside. And with 1 year of eligibility left, he wants to make the most of it. And he is just working so hard inside, battling the big guys of Quinnipiac. Goes to the line now.
Second rebound of the night for Cofani. He'll try to hit double figures for the 5th time this season from the free throw line with a pair. First one, back iron, no good. Cofani on the year hitting just over 55%. Second one coming up. Mammoth not great from the free throw line tonight. Limited opportunities, just 2 of 4. Second one by Cofani is good. Cuts the Quinnipiac lead to 133-32, 17:25 to go in the second half. Hutton will trigger the offense between the circles. Layoff for Hurst on the right side. And on the dump down for Drame, we will have a foul on Kafani, his second, team's first.
Kafani matched up down low on a low block with Drame. A little bit too physical. You got to play the big guy physical, though, inside. Monmouth has three big guys, so really they've got 15 fouls they can give.
Field off the inbound to Leo down the right side of the lane. Will lay it in off the glass and give Monmouth back the lead, 34-33. Good active defense by DeLeo and rewards himself with the basket.
He's got those long arms. He's able to cut off passing lanes. Comes up with so many steals where he just tips it away.
Three on the way by Hutton. Way too strong. Stewart gets the rebound. Hawks out and running. Robinson, stutter move, hangs at the foul line. Got it to go. Created contact. No whistle, but Robinson lays it in. He's got a Baker's dozen, and Monmouth back up by 336-33.
Change of direction, change of speed. The two keys to success in basketball.
Hutton looking to penetrate past Robinson. Blocking foul will be called on Robinson. It'll be his first and the team's second. See if they're calling that on the floor. They are not. It'll be a baseline inbound play triggered by Quinnipiac. It'll be Hutton throwing it in for Evan Conte just back into the game. Conte dribbles through a double. Open man was Hutton. He gave up the three. Instead flipped up top for Hurst. 25 on the shot clock to bounce off on the left side for Evan Conte. Flips back now. More left for Hurst. Chase Daniels back into the game. Leaves for Conte, right perimeter. Conte checked by DeLeo. Up top, Daniels. Good defense again here by Mama. Shot clock under 10. Hurst down to the corner. Got away with a walk, then lost it out of bounds. It'll be Hawk basketball.
Well, you talked about solid defense. That time, they really did a good job. Quinnipiac looked a little bit confused offensively on that one.
Kafani flips in the backcourt. Hurst will keep an eye on Robinson. Next whistle gets us the first media timeout of the second half. 36-33 Hawks. 15:54 to go. Half number two. Stewart, couple dribbles to his left. Continues down the lane. Left side layup up and in for Colin Stewart. Hawks up by 5, 38-33.
There's the confidence growing in Stewart. You can see it game after game. Took that strong to the basket. Was ready to give it up. Saw the opening.
Hurst stop and pop top of the key. That's good. And Hurst continuing his hot second half. He is 7 of 10 from the floor with 16 points. Stewart back the other way. Hanging in the air on the right side. No good. King Rice irate that there was no whistle. Bobcats get it now in transition. Conte stops in the left corner. Splits a double. Drame will jam it in with two hands. With 15:10 to go, Bobcats have tied it at 38.
Conte forcing his way through to split that double.
Robinson triggering the offense, top of the key. Kafani sets the screen. Robinson pulls back, resets. Now goes left. Robinson stop and pop from 15 off on the left side. No good. Drame grabs the rebound. Playing on here with 14:50 to go. Hurst again from the outside. From the right wing. Zaid Hurst with 19 points. 8 of 11 from the floor. And he hits another three. His third of the night.
Well, he had 27 in the loss to Iona. 34 against Yale. So Hurst, the pure scorer.
Whistle coming on a foul down inside. That will get us to our first media timeout. We'll step out with 14:35 to go in the second half. Chase Daniels just whistled for his second, team second as well. Quinnipiac up by 3, 41-38. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Store Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Quinnipiac leading Monmouth 41-38, 14:35 to play in the second half. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampinen on the Store Sports Network. Good opportunity for fans to come out and see Monmouth after tonight on the road on Monday, but then three of the next four after that. St. Peter's on January 14th, Fairfield on the 18th, and Niagara on the 23rd. Call 732-263-5735 or visit MonmouthHawks.com for ticket information. Quinnipiac on a bit of a run here, Bob, and no big surprise why Zaid Hurst right at a scoring average now. Talked about Monmouth can kind of corralling him in the first half. He had 7. He's got 12 points here in the first 5.5 minutes of the second half.
He's just come over and kind of taken over the game offensively. Leads his team with 19. Leads his team with 6 rebounds, just doing it all. And Monmouth will have to find a way to solve him. Monmouth also losing a little bit of the edge that they had in that first half rebounding-wise. It looks like Quinnipiac starting to dominate a little bit, and they got to make sure that they continue to block out and go to the backboards. Tillman's out now. Brady is back in. Tillman does a good job, but he really can only give you 4 or 5 minutes, and then he's got to come out. He's just a big guy carrying around a lot of weight. See how Brady does now.
Hawks will put it in play off the inbound. Brady wide open off the nice screen and gets the layup from the right side. Cuts the lead for Quinnipiac to 140-140.
Pretty good start for Brady there.
Brady getting his second basket of the night. Hurst now checked by DeLeo. Gets it back. Hurst again. That time blocked away by DeLeo. Monmouth in transition. Cofani, good job finding the guard. Stewart will lay it in off the alley-oop. The feed from Robinson. The find for Stewart and the basket. Hawks have grabbed the lead back 42-41.
Love to see the big guys like Stewart running the court on that opposite wing. Justin Robinson, just a perfect pass. Nice alley-oop.
Kasim Chandler back into the game. Chandler runs the point up top. Foul down inside.
And we're going to get DeLeo again.
DeLeo trying to fight through a screen. Held on to Zaid Hurst, his second, team's third. Bobcat basketball, non-shooting, baseline right. Red Nicholas will come in at the next whistle. Conte off the inbound, missing the three. Chandler gets it back down inside. He has his shot just rejected away from Cofani. DeLeo falling into the Quinnipiac bench. Threw it off of a Bobcat player. It'll be Hawk basketball.
What a play by DeLeo. Up in the air, leaped high, stayed inbounds, in midair, slammed it off the ankle of the opposition.
Cofani will put it in play down by the Quinnipiac corner of the bench. Tom Moore wanting a substitution. He will get one. Elaine Chiga will check in. 13:47 to go. Justin Harris will come out. Usman Drame coming back in as well. Samuel Dingba, who was in for the first time tonight, played about 5 seconds, and his time has come to a close. Robinson will walk it up court with 13:40 to play in the second half. Monmouth up 42-41. Robinson flips off on the left. Stewart with a double coming, able to split it with the dribble, and will garner a foul on his way to the basket. Non-shooting foul. It'll be whistled on Evan Conte, his first, team's third.
Monmouth set up a pick and roll, and that time Stewart able to penetrate, and they reached out and grabbed him.
DeLeo triggering the inbound here with some problem, finding Robinson on the far side in front of the coaching staff for the Hawks. Robinson, good change of pace, crossover move, right side, reverse layup, no good. Drame with the rebound. Chandler here pushing in transition. Conte, the three from the outside, off the mark, long rebound, tracked down by Robinson. Hawks now looking to run. DeLeo spotted up left corner. He'll give up the three. Bad pass for Stewart, able to hang on to it. No one comes out to Colin Stewart, and he'll rain the three from the outside to give Monmouth a 45-41 lead. Tom Moore has seen enough. We'll take a timeout on the Quinnipiac sideline. Hawks up by four, 45-41, 30-second timeout. So we will keep it right here. You cannot give Colin Stewart that much time. Monmouth right now, Bob, in the midst of a 7-0 run.
Great composure there. He got it. He looked left. It was covered. He looked right. It was covered. He looked in front of him. There was nobody there. Conley just put it up. And I'll tell you, when you watch him shoot an open jump shot, you can tell it just looks like it's going. Just a textbook release. Beautiful spin. Waves goodbye to it. Nothing but net on that one.
So as Monmouth right now has regained the lead, 45-41, getting contributions from tons of players. Justin Robinson, team high 13. Colin Stewart off the bench tonight with 9. Brees Cofani's got 9. Those have been the 3 offensive spark plugs for the Hawks tonight. They'll break from the timeout. Cofani, Stewart, Robinson, who we just spoke of, Nicholas, and DeLeo also on the floor for Monmouth. Drame, Hurst, Conte, Chandler, and Chiga. The 5 for Quinnipiac. Hurst getting it. Quick set. Trying to dump it down low. Drame. Cofani up over the top. He'll get whistled for the foul. It'll be the team's 4th and Cofani's 3rd. That might get him a spot on the bench. And quickly, Chris Brady is up.
Yeah.
Cofani will sit. Try and buy him a couple minutes. Don't want to pick up the 4th with just about 13 minutes to play.
An aggressive foul, but he did foul him. He got him with his left hand across the stomach as he knocked it away with the offhand.
Hurst looks things over off the inbound. Dumping on the right side for Conte. Chiga swings out high. Left side pass for Chandler. He's checked by Stewart. Hurst wide open from three. That's good again. Zaid Hurst continuing to torch Mammoth. Wow. He's got 22.
Off balance. Catch and shoot. So quick that release. Robinson almost in his face.
He's got 15 points in the half. 22 for the game. Foul coming here as Evan Conte tying up Justin Robinson. It'll be Conte's second. Team's fourth. That will get James Ford Jr. off the bench and Conte to take a seat. Baseline inbound triggered here by DeLeo. Stewart to catch and shoot from the right corner. Too strong, and Zaid Hurst with a rebound. Hawks still winning that rebounding edge of four, 25-21. That was a big storyline for us coming in. There's Drame slicing through and getting a reverse layup from the left side to give Quinnipiac the lead, 46-45. Nicholas in transition. Good catch. And finished by Red Nicholas. Mammoth up now, 47-46.
Quinnipiac just a step slow getting back. They didn't see Nicholas sneaking behind.
Nicholas with four. Here's Hurst. Wanted to catch and shoot. Instead, jumps off for Ford. Now Drame at the right elbow. Drame checked by Brady. One dribble, picks it up. Hurst again. Blocked by DeLeo. Robinson saves it before it goes out of bounds. Robinson in transition. Dribbling past everyone. Down the left side of the lane. Got it to go, but we will have a foul on the floor. As Robinson bumped, that's one of those you wish the referee maybe holds the whistle for just a second and let Robinson finish the move, but it will get us to the under 12 media timeout. 11:33 to go. Mammoth 47, Quinnipiac 46. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network. Good back and forth ball game going on here on a Friday night in January. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampin, and on 11:60, 13:10 a.m. ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Hawks up by one, 47-46. And you think, Bob, where would Quinnipiac be without the hot shooting of Zaid Hurst in the second half?
They'd probably be down about 14. Is where they would be, I think. He's just come out here and been on fire, and it's not like Mammoth isn't playing good defense on him. DeLeo's blocked two of his shots. Robinson was in his face a couple of times when he nailed them, but he's a shooter. He's a pure shooter. He's a scorer, and pure scorers don't mind. You can block my shot all night, but I'm going to keep coming back. I'll keep taking my shot. Very impressive guy.
Hurst in all-league selection a season ago. Good in the classroom as well. All-MAC academic off the court. Averaged 15 points a season ago. Was 10th in the league in scoring last year. He is 3rd in the league in scoring so far this year, and certainly not doing anything to hurt his average here tonight. Zaid Hurst, the senior from Bethesda, Maryland. Good opportunity to look at what else is happening in the league. And A.J. English and David Lowry occupying the top two spots, both from Iona. English at 21.5 per game, and Lowry with 20. Hurst will increase his scoring average a bit tonight. Robinson off the inbound, finding Nicholas with 11.5 minutes to go in the second half. Robinson on the right perimeter, flips for Colin Stewart. Left side, bit more left now for Nicholas. He'll take the three from the outside and hit. Andrew Nicholas draining from downtown. Mammoth up by four, 50-46.
Big one by Nicholas. Nicholas picked up his 1,000th career point earlier in the year against Towson, so he can shoot it.
First three attempt by Nicholas and the first make. DeLeo causing problems again. Robinson gets the loose ball. He will lay it in with the right hand. Mammoth matching their biggest lead of the night, 52-46. 10:50 to go in half two. Drame down on the left block. Goes glass. Left side, no good. Put back attempt by Hurst and goes down inside this time to get points 23 and 24. Cuts the Mammoth lead to four, 52-48.
Hurst inside with the big guys, able to come up with the offensive rebound.
Working down towards the midway point of this second half. Robinson, good stutter move, reverse layup on the left. Little razzle-dazzle, no good, because Tim Chandler gets the loose ball. Quinnipiac now in transition. Drame holds the pivot foot, gives off to Hurst on the left side. Hurst finds an open seam, dumps down inside for Drame, count it, plus one. Stewart came over to block it, just couldn't get there in time, and Drame will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Drame in perfect position, great feed from Hurst. How many times have we seen it, though, Matt? Experienced basketball players, there's no way you're going to just block that shot on Drame. Just got to let him go at that point. Instead, Stewart commits the foul, and he goes to the line.
Substitutions into the game. Austin Tillman, Deion Jones in. Justin Robinson and Max DeLeo getting a breather. John May trying to complete the three-point play. Lefty shooter drains that one. Cuts the Monmouth lead to one, 52-51. John May with 12 off the bench tonight. Austin Tillman, the freshman, will run the point here. Tillman from Wilmington, Delaware, went to Archbishop Carroll High School in Pennsylvania. More and more comfortable in his role.
He's been a great addition, playing a lot of minutes as a freshman.
Tillman, skip pass here for Colin Stewart. Tillman gets it back. Will take the three. Shaded left top of the key, no good. Rebound deflected by Drame, controlled by Hutton. Drame, slow to get up, limping. Chandler will hold here for a second, let his offense set up. Drame trying to walk off the injury the last time around. Hurst getting it on the right side. Trying to back down Deion Jones. Splits a double. Chandler open right corner. That's good. Quinnipiac up by a point. 53-52. 9:10 to go in the second half.
Nice job by Quinnipiac. Good pressure defense by Monmouth. They found the open man in a corner. And that corner jump shot is such an important part of college basketball these days.
Nicholas trying to drive, cut off of the baseline right around the right block area. Flips back up top for Austin Tillman. Brady sets the screen. Tillman finding Nicholas. Thought about the three. Will drive, pick up his dribble on the right side. Tillman open from the left. Down now on the block. Jones popping out on the post. Double coming. And a foul coming, I believe, on James Ford Jr. Raising the forearm, trying to keep Jones away from the basket. His second, team sixth. Drame out, checking back in Justin Harris. Evan Conte will come in. Justin Chandler out. Baseline inbound set here to be thrown in by Austin Tillman. Tillman waiting. Finding Stewart in the far corner, left side. Stewart spinning his way to the basket. Couldn't get the layup to go. Harris pulls down the loose ball. In transition now is Hutton. Flipped off on his right for Ford Jr. His shot blocked by Jones, and then an offensive foul on top of it. The worst of both worlds for James Ford. His shot was blocked, and then he barreled over a Monmouth defender. And that'll be the 17th foul on Quinnipiac and the third on James Ford Jr.
Brady came over, nice defense. He got a hand on the shot and great defensive position underneath. And the charge call, that's kind of double jeopardy there, no question about it.
Tillman, top of the key. Pulls back out. Nicholas open from the top. And Red Nicholas has hit his second three to get Monmouth a two-point edge, 55-53.
That's his strength, catch and shoot. No time to think about it. When he catches and shoots, he is tough.
62 threes a season ago, and right at the top again for Monmouth this year. Streaky shooter, and right now in the second half, pretty hot. Zaid Hurst is bumped by Deion Jones. Pretty quick whistle that time around. 16 foul on Monmouth. Second on Jones. That'll get us the under-8 media timeout. Monmouth up by a deuce, 55-53. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Monmouth up 55-53. 7:56 to go here in the second half. Hope you're enjoying this one. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampinen back together for the first time in close to two decades. It's like we never stopped. I mean,
I'll tell you what, this is great.
Right on top of things. Again, we remind everyone to check out Monmouth University Athletics, the social media page at Facebook. Follow the Hawks at MU Hawks on Twitter and visit YouTube.com/Monmouth Hawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with Monmouth University Athletics in one place at MonmouthHawks.com/connect. Two-point game right now, Mr. Lampinen. Monmouth up by 255-53. We said kind of throw the records out in this one league-wise. Quinnipiac struggling 0-4, Monmouth 4-0, but the Bobcats trying to maintain an 8-game winning streak against the Hawks, and they put themselves in a position to make the next almost 8 minutes some pretty fun basketball to watch.
Well, this is really becoming a great rivalry between Monmouth and Quinnipiac. They battled against each other in the Northeast Conference. Now they come into the MAC together last year. So this is one of those rivalries the league hopes really continues to build and build. And you can tell right now, both coaches are into it. Both coaches know that it's a physical game, and both teams really need a victory. Monmouth, of course, wants to keep their winning streak going. Quinnipiac, they need a win really desperately tonight.
Bobcats lead the all-time series 17-13 off the inbound. Conte gets it, finding Zaid Hurst to say he's got the hot hand a crazy understatement. He's got 24 for the game, 17 in the second half. Hurst gets it now, tech by Deion Jones. Hutton between the circles. Finding Hurst off on the right wing. Good active defense by Jones. Hurst doesn't like what he sees with five on the shot clock. Hurst going right. Nicholas there. And an offensive foul against Zaid Hurst. It'll be his second, team's eighth.
Nicholas coming over to help out. And I'll tell you, talk about Hurst, how great he's been. He does not get tired. The man plays 37 minutes a game. And that time, good help defense, good man-to-man defense. Defense wins games.
Good defensive switch by Nicholas that time to draw the charge. Austin Tillman with it, picks up his dribble, top of the key. Jones looking down inside for Brady. Now Jones, one-on-one against Hurst. Good size advantage, finding Colin Stewart in the near side corner. Stewart, dribble drive. That will be an offensive foul on Colin Stewart. And then Red Nicholas gets pushed over the top of a pile down on the floor. I almost feel like, and Bob, you certainly know the referee game pretty well. Anytime there's an offensive foul on one side, I bet the next time there's a whistle, there's a 50-50 chance it's going to be an offensive foul going back the other way. Not a makeup call, but just something that all of a sudden the referees, I think, kind of have in their head a little bit.
Well, what you're trying to do is make sure that you're consistent. Nothing's worse than to call it down one end, a little contact, call the charge down the other end. You don't give it to the other guy, and that's where coaches go crazy. So,
in transition, a three-pointer from Aaron Hutton has given the Bobcats a 56-55 lead. Coming up on 6.5 remaining in the second half.
No offensive fouls on 25-footers like that one was.
Tillman flipping in the corner for Nicholas. He'll drive baseline, go up over the top, hit the side part of the backboard. Long rebound coming to Tillman. They reset the shot clock now with 30 left. I'm not sure that should have happened.
Didn't look like it hit the rim.
Jones dumping down for Brady, left block, bodied up by Harris. Off the double, it's Tillman wide open. His three, well short, long rebound right back to Austin Hill. Sliced through the lane, missed the runner, taken down by Harris. Now Chandler in transition, Mammoth back defensively. Chandler, a little stutter move, goes on the right, missed it off the glass. Loose ball, fought for. Five players going to the deck. It'll be a possession arrow that should favor Mammoth. And it will. No foul as two blue shirts and three white shirts create that loose ball situation.
Just great hustle by both teams. College basketball enthusiasm at its best. Justin Robinson has just checked back in. I was just about to say that this is a pretty critical time for Tillman to be running the show. And Coach Rice putting Robinson back in there.
Max DeLeo back in as well, as Deion Jones will get a pause on the bench. So the 5 of the 4 right now for the Hawks. Robinson, DeLeo, Nicholas, Brady, and Stewart. Gaffani will check back in at the next whistle. Nicholas out of the high post. Squares up on Ford. Goes down the right side of the lane. Count it. And one. Nicholas, I don't think, ever liked being pushed over the pile last time down. And kind of stares up some of the Quinnipiac defenders and will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity.
Well, Matt, that's one change I've noticed in Nicholas's game. As we said earlier, he used to go to the basket, but then he would pull away to avoid contact. There was just a strong, strong move. It was like, I'm a strong guy. I'm spending half my life in the weight room. Let's see if it pays off. And he just powered to the basket that time.
Foul was on James Ford Jr., his fourth. He'll head to the bench. 19th foul on Quinnipiac. Nicholas completes the three-point play. Mammoth up by two, 58-56. Full court pressure here by the Hawks as Gaffani back into the game. They bought him some valuable time on the bench. Checks back in with the three personals. Hutton working on Robinson. Hands off to Hurst. Now it's Conti. Pulling back out. 15 on the shot clock. Conti wants Hurst. Hurst checked by DeLeo. Gives to Conti, top of the key. Conti picks up the dribble again. Now down to three on the shot clock. Hurst, dribble drive to the baseline. Floater, no good. An offensive foul coming. And it was Nicholas again to draw the charge. Gaffani lucky, I think, that he didn't get whistled for goaltending. And Zaid Hurst is down right now and in some major pain underneath the Quinnipiac bench.
And they're discussing now whether or not to give the basket.
Tom Moore trying to argue for the points, saying that the shot was well on its way, and then the offensive foul came. Hurst trying to shake it off. Looks like he will try and walk it off. He'll be whistled for his third, 10th team foul. Referees trying to reorganize the situation to make sure both teams have five players on the floor. Hurst will just get a quick breather on the bench, one would think. Yeah, Tim Chandler will come back in.
He went down hard on the charge. A little bit out of control as he knew the shot clock was ready to go. So he left the floor early. Didn't go straight up, went right into the defender. And paid the price. He's on the bench right now for not too long, I don't think.
Plus two for Monmouth on the scoreboard. DeLeo, stop and pop jumper, no good, threw up an air ball. Nichols down inside, has his shot rejected by Drame. Here's Conte now in transition with 4:40 to go. Quinnipiac down 58-56. Chandler looks off to his right for Hutton. Drame posting down inside against Gafani. Good matchup of two experienced guys. Chandler looks things over. And there is a foul away from the ball on Brees Gafani. That will be his fourth. Eighth team foul on Monmouth. It'll be a one-and-one situation coming for Quinnipiac.
Not a whole lot of contact that time down low. Gafani just trying to hold off Drame. But that's his fourth foul, so he will have to leave. A little bit different team without Hurst out there for Quinnipiac. When he was out there, it didn't look like they were really trying to get the ball down low. With him on the bench, Drame becomes a man. They try to go down there, but Hurst back in there now. So it was a quick rest for Hurst.
Drame a perfect 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Make it 4 of 4. Hits the critical end of the 1-1. He's got 14 now for the game. Heavily taped right knee. Second one also good. Pretty good stroke for a big guy from the free throw line. 5 of 5 from the free throw line. 15 points, and we're tied at 58 with 4:15 to go in the second half.
76% from the line on the season for Drame.
Tillman sets the high screen for Robinson. Max DeLeo going away from the screen from Nicholas. Stopping at the right elbow, kicking out for Colin Stewart. Zach Tillman sets another screen. Stewart wanting now down low. It's DeLeo dumping down for Tillman. Hook shot left side, no good. Drame pulls down the rebound. And it will be the Bobcats. They'll walk it up court. An opportunity to take the lead. Next whistle gets us the under 4 media timeout. We're square at 58. Hurst looking down inside. It's Drame having it for a second. DeLeo going up over the Quinnipiac bench, trying to save it. It'll be Bobcat basketball with 15 on the shot clock when we return after this quick timeout. 3:33 to go. Quinnipiac 58, Monmouth 58. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. 3:33 to go here in the second half. Monmouth and Quinnipiac tied at 58. Fans, the Hawks would like to thank their good friends at World Subaru, Coke, McClune's, the Asbury Park Press, and Barnabas Health Monmouth Medical for their tremendous support during the course of this basketball season. Joe's Pizza 3, located at 230 Wall Street in West Long Branch. Proud to support the Hawks. Give them a call at 732-222-1027 or visit joespizzalongbranch.com today. Matt Harmon, Bob Lampin enjoying this one on a Friday night, kicking off a busy sports weekend. Bob, all square right now at 58. Scoring drought a bit for Monmouth. They are 1 of their last 7, 2 of their last 11 from the floor.
Shooting percentage is so important. They've got to up that a little bit. They've got some shooters out there. Nicholas made a couple of good moves to the basket, but all of a sudden the stroke has deserted them a bit. Give some credit to Quinnipiac defense there. But right now, 3:33 to go. We're all tied up. It's like starting over. Who wants it more at this point? That's what it comes down to.
You get to this point of the game and you're all tied up. I mean, it's basically become a 3-minute game, essentially.
That's it. And both coaches say, hey, guys, this is what we practice for. This is what we work on. Go out there now and perform.
Off that last time out, ball was unable to be saved by DeLeo going out of bounds. So it will be Quinnipiac basketball. Pinned down in the far side corner, it will be Evan Conte to put it in play. Conte looking in trouble. Will take a pretty quick timeout. Obviously trying to avoid the 5 second call. I didn't count much more than three there. That was not really wanting to chance anything at all. And with 3:33 to go, another timeout has been taken here. 30-second timeout by Quinnipiac. That's a hard place to inbound the ball, kind of where the two corners come together down this time on the sideline. There's just not a whole lot of room to work with.
And Nicholas did a great job. He got just what he's allowed, the 3 feet, and he really blocked the view. Conti really didn't have a look at anything, so when you're not sure, close game like this, you take the timeout.
Monmouth, great start in lead play. First time since the 04-05 season that they have opened things up 4-0 in the league. Most of those opportunities coming in the NEC, now part of the MAC as well. Same spot to trigger the inbound for Quinnipiac. Conti finds Drame, looking to get it back to Conti, stolen by DeLeo. Two on one. Robinson, DeLeo jams it in with the two hands. The flush finish by Max DeLeo, giving Monmouth a two-point advantage. Hurst will miss the quick trigger, and a foul down inside. This time it'll be a loose ball on DeLeo. And free throws coming for Quinnipiac. What a finish, however, on an unselfish play from Robinson to find DeLeo for the dunk.
A huge play by DeLeo. Came up with the steal. Knocked it away. Robinson running it to perfection. Two-on-one bounce pass and a huge dunk at the opposite end. DeLeo, the crowd didn't like it. Coaches didn't like it. But DeLeo went up for the rebound. Definitely did push off with the off arm.
Evan Conti stepping to the free throw line for a 1-1. DeLeo's third, 19th foul on the Hawks. Conti missing the first free throw. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Drame. And it will be Monmouth basketball. James Ford Jr. back into the game. Justin Harris will take a seat on the bench. Hawks have Nicholas Robinson, DeLeo Stewart, and Zach Tillman right now on the floor. Going without Deion Jones, without Kafani, at least for right now. DeLeo flipping off on the left for Nicholas. Stops left elbow, pulls for Robinson. 22 on the shot clock. Good change of direction move by Robinson. Goes up over the top, wanting contact. No whistle that time as Ford Jr. was there. Conti, the three, and he'll hit it from the right side and give Quinnipiac a one-point advantage. 61-60 with 2:45 to go in the second half.
Conti with a huge bomb. Robinson the last time down, trying to do too much. He's a point guard first, scorer second.
Stewart, open, top of the key. Back iron, no good. Long rebound for Hurst. Quinnipiac leading by a point, 61-60. 2:25 and rolling here in the second half. Both teams are going to shoot two free throws the remaining part of the game. 10 team fouls for the Bobcats, 9 for Monmouth.
Well, at this point, it's either Hurst or Drame. That's who they'll look for.
Hurst looking down inside for Drame. Deflected away by Robinson, controlled by DeLeo. Robinson with it now. King Rice wants to take a timeout, talk things over. 2:04 to play in the second. No signal yet, full or 30. It is taken as a 30-second timeout, so we have an opportunity to keep it right here. Well, it was a 3-minute game last time we talked, Bob. Now it's down to a 2-minute game, and Quinnipiac up by 161-60.
That's it, 2:04 left. Monmouth putting Kafani back in there. Kafani with 4 fouls. But they want that experience and the leadership from the big guy inside. Monmouth now has to take good care of the basketball. Obviously, every possession is so important here. If you don't score, you really have to get the stop down the opposite end.
Well, fans, if you've got any Christmas money left over, a couple weeks removed from the holiday, you can order your official fully custom Monmouth gear at one place. ShopMonmouthHawks.com. Good opportunity to get anything customized, any of the sports that you follow here on campus, basketball to bowling, football to lacrosse. You can get it all at ShopMonmouthHawks.com. 61-60, the advantage. Both teams in the double bonus. Hawk basketball off the timeout with 27 on the shot clock. Andrew Nicholas will trigger the inbound right in front of the Hawk coaching staff. No pressure. Finding Robinson back here with a half-court emblem. Robinson looks off on the left side. Now it's Stewart at the top of the key. Stewart, right elbow jumper on the way. Rimming just out. And Drame gets the rebound.
Got a good look, pull-up jumper, halfway down, scooted itself out.
First time pretty much all night, Quinnipiac has taken the advantage in the rebounding department as well, now plus one. Drame handing things off to Evan Conti. We're down to 90 seconds remaining. Good find down inside. Drame has his shot blocked from the backside by Nicholas. What a great defensive play by Red. Robinson in transition. Galeo gets back to Robinson. Still a one-point game. Quinnipiac up 61-60. Nicholas, the deep, deep three. Back rim, no good. Rebound tipped up. It's controlled by James Ford Jr. Hurst and Cafani came together. Referee says play on. Great look from Nicholas. 60 seconds to go. Bobcats lead by one. James Ford Jr. flipping off on the right side for Hutton. And now it's Tom Moore has his turn to take a timeout and set something up. Key possession here for Quinnipiac with a 30-second timeout call. Tom, they get a two. It's still a one-possession game, but if Zaid Hurst opens things up from the outside where he's got four threes, all of a sudden it becomes a two-possession game. You know, if your mama's at this stage with still all that much time left, then you just play good straight-up defense and make Quinnipiac have to work for that one good look.
No question about it. Everybody's got to do their job along with concentrate on your man and be really aware of help defense. If Hurst does penetrate, you've got to help, and somebody's got to drop off on the big guys inside for Quinnipiac. Drame, of course, is the main guy to keep off the backboard.
Teams will break from a timeout here with Monmouth trying to go to 5-0 to open up league play for the first time since that 04-05 season in which they started 7-0. It will be Quinnipiac basketball with 14 on the shot clock. Evan Conti will trigger it in. Hutton already going in the backcourt and will get it with no pressure. He'll be played by Robinson. Monmouth lining things up in a 2-3 zone look right now. Robinson extending things out. Zaid Hurst with three. Crossing over. Three on the way. That's good. What a dagger from Zaid Hurst. Bobcats up by four. 64-60. Robinson. Stutter move. Top of the key. Cafani sets the screen. Robinson's three. Side rim no good. Ford Jr. down inside. And Nicholas listens to your advice, Bob, and gets the foul. It'll be two, however, coming for James Ford Jr. Sometimes you tip your cap to the opponent. Zaid Hurst has made Monmouth pay from the outside. That probably his toughest look all night.
What a beautiful move. Double crossover. He had Robinson kind of staggering backwards. And it was really an off-balance. Kind of jumped off of one foot. Normally goes up really nicely off of two, but a little bit off-balance, and somehow he got it to drop. And that was, as you said, a dagger.
At the line for Quinnipiac number 30, James Ford.
James Ford Jr., who's 2 of 2 from the line. Make it 3 of 3 from the line.
Number 30, Colin Stewart.
Colin Stewart will check back in for Austin Tillman. This one will sting a bit if the result holds up. These teams will play again in early February up in Hamden on the 5th. James Ford Jr. with the second. He's got six, and it is a six-point advantage. DeLeo will hustle it up court for Monmouth. Hawks need a three in a hurry. DeLeo will take one from the top. No good. Robinson gets it back. Stewart, the attempt from the left side, and he'll drain it to get it back to a one-possession game. Big bucket for Colin Stewart. 66-63. I didn't even think it looked like he had full control of the ball, but able to get good rotation on it and make it a three-point game again. Timeout has been taken by Monmouth.
Got control of it on the way up, actually, and had the hands in good position. Nice release. Nice cross-court pass from Robinson. And, again, Stewart very calm. Calm under pressure. If you remember, in the Fordham game, he hit that big three to send it into overtime. And on this one, same thing. Makes a big basket, 17.6, so down three. Obviously, you play defense, commit the foul, and see where things go from there. But they're not out of it yet.
Stewart with 12. Another big night for Justin Robinson. He leads the way with 15, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. Good overall game by the sophomore point guard for the Hawks. Austin Tillman to check back in for some extra defense. Join Robinson, DeLeo, Nicholas, and Jones on the floor. Evan Conti coming back on. Hurst Drame, James Ford Jr., and Aaron Hutton. Monmouth will look for a steal here. They will not guard the inbound. Conti will trigger that left baseline. He can run and will. And we get a whistle. Wow, that about a quick whistle.
Man.
I mean, DeLeo hardly even made a touch. I hate to criticize, but, well, I mean, you've got to allow at least a little bit of contact right there.
Wow, that was a tough one. DeLeo in good defensive position. May have reached out and got a piece, but he really didn't block the momentum or anything.
And why that hurts so much is obviously it takes away the opportunity for at least a steal.
Sure.
You're going to foul anyway if they get it in play, but you at least want the chance to try and steal it. Zaid Hurst, who probably the wrong guy you want to send to the free-throw line here. One of the top free-throw shooters in the league at 83%, and the way he has played tonight with 27. Can't believe he hasn't been to the free-throw line. I'm checking something at the scorer's table right now.
Yeah, Hurst came in at 58 out of 70 on the year from the foul line. And, you know, that's the other thing. Normally, you've already decided who the guy is that you're going to foul. And it's not going to be Hurst, that's
no,
for sure.
Certainly not. A chance here to get to 29. His season high came in the opener against Yale. Hit for 34. Hurst stares at a raucous crowd and front rims the first one. Colin Stewart will come back in for offensive purposes. Austin Tillman a seat on the bench. This is the big one because it keeps it out of one possession game. Hurst. Several dribbles. Lets it go. Missed that one too. Nicholas pulls it down. Colin Stewart now getting it up court. No timeout for Mama. Stewart, the three from the left side. No good. Rebound kept alive by DeLeo. DeLeo in trouble. Forces one. He's fouled. He is fouled, and that will be three free throws for Max DeLeo. Oh, a cardinal rule broken by Quinnipiac. Don't foul the three-point shooter, especially with time winding down. And DeLeo going to the line here, one of the top free throw shooters for Monmouth at 82%, will go to the line here with a chance to perhaps send this to overtime.
And Matt, what was DeLeo thinking? There's still 5 seconds left, and he was being trapped, kind of forced it. I don't know whether he thought that he was going to lose it on the trap, kind of just forced it and heaved it up toward the rim and got the contact on the trap. Now he goes to the line for three.
Thinking as he went up, I better get a whistle to help out the situation.
Exactly.
Timeout has been taken on the floor. The big misses by Zaid Hurst. The way as he played tonight, who would have thought that? And then DeLeo fouled on the three-point attempt. 5 seconds to go. And DeLeo with a chance here to tie it up. DeLeo, of course, the great story. Walk on in his first 3 years. Granted a scholarship for his fourth season. Former Burlington Counter Player of the Year as a senior in high school. Has worked his way up the ladder here, played in 25 games as a freshman, 30 as a sophomore, 28 last year. Dealt with some ankle problems during the course of last season, and he's obviously had some big moments, Bob, in his career, but this with a chance to at least extend the game out.
Yep. He's had some big steals, but now he goes to the line for three, comes in as an 82% free throw shooter. 18 out of 22. He's got to hit three in a row right here.
Referees went to the monitor just to check to make sure DeLeo was behind the line, which he clearly was. First one is on the way.
Too long.
Back iron, no good.
All right, that changes things. Obviously, with 5 seconds to go, if he makes the next two, no matter what, they've got a foul right away.
Makes the second. Probably with 5 seconds enough to make this one and then still foul. There could be the different thought of missing on purpose. And I got to say, with Monmouth bringing Cufani and Brady into the game, this is going to be a planned miss.
Yep.
64-66, Quinnipiac up. DeLeo second. Got it quickly. and will commit a lane violation. So the worst-case scenario there for Mammoth. DeLeo made it, tried to get his own rebound back, and was whistled for the lane violation. Off the inbound, Drame is fouled. Didn't even take a second off the clock. That's a mistake there for Mammoth and DeLeo. If you're going to miss, you've got to miss. And I'm not sure why, after bringing Cofani and Brady in, let those guys battle for it down inside.
Well, the idea was right to follow it up, but he clearly went over the line. As soon as he released it, he's got to wait for it to hit the rim. He hit it so hard off the backboard, it actually hit the backboard, the back iron, and dropped through.
Drame's first. He'll make it. It's a three-point game. Still one possession. Hawks will get subs to check back in for offensive purposes. Stewart and Deion Jones. This is obviously the big one. Yep. A miss by Drame. Mama's still with a chance.
Well, so far, Drame's really shown a nice touch at the foul line. Good free throw shooter, 76%.
6 of 6 from the stripe tonight. This one probably iced it for the Bobcats. Senior sizes it up, lets it go, and rattling around every part of the rim before dropping in. Hawks need a miracle. DeLeo over midcourt will fire the three off the mark, and Quinnipiac gets the win. Bobcats knock off Mammoth here in West Long Branch, 68-64. First league loss for the Hawks all season. They will go to 4-1 in league play, 7-8 overall. Quinnipiac improves to 7-7, now 1-4 in league play. We'll step out, take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back, kick off the postgame show right after this quick pause on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network. Our postgame show tonight presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Visit the Jersey Mike's location on the corner of Route 36 in Mammoth Road in Carriage Square today, or order online at jerseymikes.com. Tough one for Mammoth tonight as they fall at home to Quinnipiac, 68-64. Bobcats winning their first league game of the season as they get back to 500 overall. Bob, certainly a lot of big plays in this game. Evan Conti hit a big three towards the end part of the second half. Usman Drame off the bench with 17, maybe his best game of the season, and 7 of 7 from the free throw line. But Zaid Hurst was just certainly a man amongst boys tonight, a game high 27.
11 out of 17 from the field, just did a tremendous job, and some of the shots he made were really acrobatic type shots. That one shot he hit down toward the end, off balance, jumped off the right foot. Robinson had been on him. He kind of got Robinson to stagger back a little bit to give him some extra room, but an off balance shot from 20, 22 feet is not an easy one. And, you know, what can you say about Zaid Hurst? Just absolutely dominated in the second half.
A couple of weird plays towards the end of the game offensively for Mammoth as the time winding down and Hawks trying to get a game-tying three. Max DeLeo was fouled on a three-pointer. Didn't get the shot to go, but got three free throws instead. Missed the first, which is always the most important. Made the second and then tried to miss it on purpose on the third attempt. Had the shot go, but was whistled for a clear lane violation. And, you know, you think that has to be an instruction, you would think, from the bench to miss it on purpose. And not to be critical, but DeLeo is a senior. If you're going to miss, you got to make sure you miss. And sometimes you say, oh, it's harder to miss than it is to make because you're in such a just comfort zone of shooting free throws. You're not trained to miss. But the biggest mistake he made was just trying to go and get his own rebound back.
Well, what he's trying to do is miss it, but miss it hard so it comes out. If it goes soft off the backboard, then the inside guys from Quinnipiac are going to get the rebound. They had the two big guys, Mammoth, Brady, and Tillman, in the second lane spot. They were trying to get a long rebound and get one of the big guys to get the rebound. And Max, I mean, how can you fault his effort? He always puts his heart and soul out there, but just an error in judgment that time. He knows the rules. He's got to be able to get off and get that shot off.
Be joined here by King Rice in just a second as he can get the headset on. Coach, I know obviously disappointing result here tonight, 68-64. The final, can you take us through the last set of free throws by Max DeLeo?
Yeah, the kid, we made a bad decision on our free throw. That's all I can say on that. We made a bad decision, unfortunately, and hopefully next time we'll do it the way we're going to do, like we're supposed to do.
Okay. Zaid Hurst, obviously, you knew what he was coming in, and you guys did such a great job checking him in the first half, and he kind of showed why he's one of the top players in the league. in that second half?
Well, I would say we guarded them very well in the second half, too. He made some incredible shots. You know what I mean? We're big boys. Everybody can got players. He's one of the best players. But let's not say we didn't guard them in the second half. We guarded him in the second half. He just made shots because he's one of the better players.
Yeah, we made that comment. Sometimes you just tip your cap to the opposition. Justin Robinson, coach, another good performance tonight, 15 points, and got involved with the rebounding department as well, 7 boards for Robinson.
Well, the thing I like about our team the most is our kids act the right way the whole time. You know, you win a game, you lose a game, whatever it might be, your kids should act the right time. And I'm very disappointed right now in how some of their young men acted at the end of that game.
Quick turnaround, obviously, Coach, final question. The tough rivalry with Ryder. Bronx, I'm sure, will be ready. It's always a good atmosphere down in Lawrenceville.
Yeah, and Kevin's doing a great job. I think more people need to give Kevin a lot of credit. He took over after being an assistant for a long time, and Ryder's gotten better. And he continues to get them better every week, and they're a tough team to deal with.
Coach, appreciate the time, giving us a couple minutes. We'll see you on Monday night.
All right, thank you, guys.
That is King Rice, the head coach. As always, good enough to give us some time here at the table. And his interview is brought to you by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Ave in Tinton Falls. Visit them online at worldsubaru.com. We'll take a quick timeout, come back for one final segment. 60-second pause. Quinnipiac wins it 68-64. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Take a look at some of the final stats in this one presented by McClune's Restaurant. Visit McClune's.com for information on all of their great locations. Zaid Hurst, 27 points for Quinnipiac tonight to lead them. Usman Jame with 7, the two players in double figures. As a team, Quinnipiac shooting 24 of 51 for 47%, 8 of 21 from the outside. They do not win the rebounding edge tonight, tied at 35 aside. First time all season long that the Bobcats have not won the rebounding edge in a game. Just a good overall performance tonight. We talked about Zaid Hurst, Bob, who had 7 at the break, 20 in the second half. And as we talked about, and backed up by King Rice, who gave us a couple of minutes just a second or two ago, it wasn't lack of defense. He hit some unbelievable, just hand in your face, good, solid overall defensive play.
Just phenomenal. I mean, Robinson and DeLeo, I thought, were really doing a good job. They were shadowing. They were on him. Hand was in his face. And they forced him out a little bit. He was further away than he normally is, and yet he still continued to hit him. 27 points on 11 of 17. So, you know, here's a guy who not only was taking tough shots, he wasn't just bombing away to get to 27. Very, very effective. A real, real tough job there. And Drame, of course, off the bench, as you mentioned, with 17 points. So he did his job inside. Just a heartbreaking loss, but, you know, that's life in the MAC Conference. I mean, these teams, anybody can beat anybody any night, and you lick your wounds, and guess what? Monday night you got to come out against a tough Ryder team.
Rest of the scoring, Evan Conte with 6 4 points for James Ford, 4 for Kasim Chandler, 4 for Justin Harris, Chase Daniels with 3, and Aaron Hutton, with 3 points as well. Again, the Bobcats with 35 total rebounds, 6 offensive, 29 defensive, 14 assists, 14 turnovers, 4 blocks, and 1 steal. They improved to 7-7, 1-4 now in league play. For the Monmouth Hawks, 3 players in double figures. Justin Robinson led the way. He had 15 points, 13 for Andrew Nicholas, 12 for Colin Stewart, both of them coming off the bench tonight. 9 for Brees Cofani, 5 points for Max DeLeo, 4 for Zach Tillman, 4 for Chris Brady, 2 points for Deion Jones. The Hawks 27 of 67 overall for 40%, 5 of 14 from the outside, 5 of 8 from the free throw line, 35 total rebounds, 12 offensive, 23 defensive, 11 assists, 9 turnovers, 6 blocks, and 9 steals. Monmouth plus 14 points in the paint, plus 4 points off a turnover, plus 5 second chance points, plus 8 fast break, and plus 2 on the bench. Hawks' biggest lead was 6. Quinnipiac's biggest lead was also 6. The half totals, Monmouth 29 and 35, Quinnipiac 27 and 41 in that second half to win this one 68-64. Time to take a peek at Coach USA. The upcoming game is presented by Coach USA, driven with pride. It will be Ryder, part of the Hourglass rivalry that also involves St. Peter's. Hawks getting together with the Bronx, the team which down there in Lawrenceville, it's known as the Bronx Zoo. It is a very difficult place to play.
It sure is. Tight, tight quarters. They pack it every night. Horrible acoustics, you name it, boy. It's a noisy place, and indeed it is the Bronx Zoo.
It will be a game with big implications on the line as well. Still early on, Ryder 3-1 in league play, 9-6 overall. So Monmouth will try to avoid a two-game losing streak for the third time this season. Bob, this was a ton of fun. I know we'll have plans to do it again down the line. It was good to be back working with you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks a lot, Matt. It was great to be with you again. Always enjoy it. And Monmouth has really put together a basketball program that the Shore area people should come out and embrace. A tough performance tonight. A couple of mistakes down the end. But, you know, they're a team that's going to be right in the hunt all year in the league. So great to be with you again, Matt. I look forward to doing it again.
Zach Collins, our good buddy back in the studios. Thanks to him working the buttons on 1160, 1310 AM, Shore Sports Network, your official online radio home for Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long. Final score, one more time, Quinnipiac 68, Monmouth 64 for Bob Lampin. And I'm Matt Harmon saying so long from the MAC in West Long Branch. Hawks back on the air coming Monday night down at Ryder. You've been listening to Monmouth Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.